Hello and welcome to another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. I am thrilled to welcome one of the guys from ColorCast. Now, ColorCast is a man's dream, a woman's dream, everyone's dream when it comes to calling sports. We've all listened to a game before where it's just not doing it for you, especially when it comes to your favorite team. That's different now, guys. With ColorCast, you can easily call any game that you want to. You can talk about anything that you want to. You can promote your own podcast if you want to, which I've done before. Now introducing Tristan Schneider, the man himself. Talk to me about ColorCast, my friend.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on. Sure. Happy to. So, I mean, ColorCast is an app. It's a platform that is a commentary platform around live sports commentary. So you can cast from anywhere. Anyone can do it. All you need at the moment is an iPhone. Soon will be available on Android. And in addition to that, you can engage with your audience. The idea here is that the commentary you get on TV, especially around sports, is it's so packaged, and it's all about providing this neutral yes. idea of what the game is. We don't think that people want that. Right. In fact, we know that people don't want
people
that.
People don't.
So the idea here is that we think that fans deserve a democratized landscape where they can hear commentary around the sports they love, around the teams they love. And furthermore, we believe that fans have the right, they deserve to disagree with their commentators and right. engage in the analysis. So that's really the premise of the app. Anyone can come on, anyone can listen or cast any game and engage around the sporting experience.
And it's a really cool idea. I remember one of the founders, Evan, reached out to me probably a month or two now, at the time of recording this, reached out to me with this opportunity, and I've done a few games now, and it's really cool. So I did one game, as Tristan knows, one by myself. It was the Hawks Sixers playoffs a little while back. I did one by myself, and that's a lot more talking than you realize, but it's a lot of fun once you get people engaged and you have people in the chat, which is really unique. It's, I think the best thing about it, though, and I'll let you talk on this, Tristan, is how simple it is to use, because Evan just sent me, hey, here's the information. It's pretty simple. Is that the kind of feedback that you've been getting, that it's pretty simple to use? You know, do it when you're ready. And I said, cool. And then,
yeah. And you know, it's funny. We were just meeting with a few casters from sort of our original community. And that's something else I'd love to talk about is our incredibly robust and strong caster community. And we were talking to them and sort of figuring out what they loved most about the product. And I think that you've nailed it. The simplicity of it is, is something we're really proud of. It's as easy as downloading the app, opening your phone, and at the time the game starts, you basically click this red microphone icon, and bam, you're live. Anyone who joins your room can engage with you, and you can engage with them, and you're calling the game, and there's a scoreboard with, you know, betting odds and game stats.
Yeah, it's been great. When did you guys first officially drop ColorCast?
So, you know, it's funny. I joined the company in March. The pilot of ColorCast came out in the fall, and we actually still have users who were around during the pilot. Actually, I was a user during the pilot. I was in grad school when the pilot dropped. So that was in time for football season and there were casts going on throughout football season. The app that you can see now and download now has been available since around December or January of 2020, 2021. And then in the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks, we're about to launch version 2 of the app. So we're in sort of stage 3, I guess, if you go from the pilot to version 1, which is the current version, on to version 2. And we're really excited about that as well.
So talk to me about version 2. What's going to be new within version 2?
We're totally revamping the UI here. So it's going to be, it's going to have a lot cleaner of a look. Actually, a lot of people like how it looks now. I do too. But the idea here is that we're trying to set up this app so that way it can become a gamified landscape in the future. We want people to be able to interact on app and to be able to do things besides just focus on talking into a mic and chatting. The second version of this app, it's going to release 2 main features in addition to this cleaner user interface. And these 2 features are tied to each other in a lot of ways. The first one is multicasting. It is imperative that our casters are able to cast, quote unquote, in a booth with somebody else, right?
Right.
But you can't expect, especially, you know, we're coming out of a pandemic here, hopefully. But you can't expect everyone to be able to be in a booth literally physically side by side. So we're going to try and create that in app. And so the idea here is that a caster can come on, start a cast, and then they can bring in a co-host who's physically in a different location, and that co-host can call the game with the primary caster. Now, the second feature is sort of tied to it. It's called the hot seat. And I'm particularly excited about this. I know that that our co-founder, our CFO, Peter, is particularly excited about this as well. His ColorCast handle is actually Hot Seat Pete. So shout out to Peter. But what the hot seat does is it allows the caster and the co-caster to bring in people into the from the audience onto the mic for a designated period of time.
Oh, wow.
You can ask the audience questions, and in addition to being able to chat and respond through the chat, audience members will have the opportunity to come onto the hot seat, and the caster can decide how long that will be, whether it's for 30 seconds, 2 minutes, or even 10 or 30 minutes. You can bring them on for a designated period of time, but the beauty of it is when your counter hits zero, when the clock goes back down to zero, the hot seat kicks you off and you're back into the audience and you have to stick to chat.
That's awesome. I mean, I knew multicasting was coming, and you know, I'm super excited to do some of those. You and I should pair up on a couple of those.
We'd love that.
The hot seat. For sure. The hot seat, you got me really excited, because I think it's a good blend of it. It's similar to the multicasting, but you know, you have the power to give someone the boot, you know, the 30 seconds, 10 minutes, you know, however long you want to do that. So that's super cool. What have been some, I guess, wins along the way when you guys first created the app? You know, you said this is almost version 3, but what have been some wins that you've found along the way?
You know, I love that question, and here's why. Some of this was, at least on the market side of things, some of this was sort of serendipitous. And there are 2 things I want to focus on. I mentioned before competitions, and I also mentioned our robust community. And these 2 things, I would call them separate wins, but they're also intrinsically tied.
Right.
Our idea as a new company was, you know, how can we bring people onto this app? We're a very new landscape, right? And we want our users to come on and to keep using it.
Right.
And it's hard to attract commentators to come onto an app when they show up and there are no listeners, you know?
Yeah.
And so you've got this chicken and the egg issue. Now, the idea was, let's set up some competitions around casters. Well, actually, I'll back up. The initial idea was maybe let's consider paying people to come on. Maybe if we pay people with a big enough following, they'll come on, they'll cast some games, and you know, they'll attract people from their following.
Right.
And those people will understand what the app is.
Right.
That doesn't work as well. And here's why. The influencer types are not guaranteed good casters. They could be absolute crap casters, you know? Yeah. No one wants to listen to them. They could be hilarious on Twitter. They could be great rappers. You know, they could have been geniuses in their sports.
Right.
But maybe they just don't engage their audience very well.
Yeah.
So that's actually happened a few times where, you know, we've paid like a good amount of money for people to come on and they don't produce anything that's of entertaining value. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we looked at this and we said, you know, this might not be the best way to bring people on. It's also expensive.
Right.
Meanwhile, we've got like this sort of group of early adopters who are coming onto the app. And these are the people who are wannabe broadcasters. They are sports journalists who are new in their career.
Right.
They are sports junkies. They are diehard fans of their teams. And they come on and they're interested in talking. And like, they honestly don't care who's on. They are just so engaged with their sport that it doesn't matter. And those are the people we decided to focus on. And in doing that, we said to ourselves, let's set up some competitions. So, you know, it's expensive to pay people for every cast, and we're not ready to do that yet as a company. We don't have the money to do that yet. Yeah. But what we do have the money for is to set up things like, you know, if you engage in a caster competition and bring in more listeners than, say, this other person that you're going head-to-head with, then we'll give you some money, or we'll give you some swag, or we'll give you a verification badge.
Right.
And in setting up those competitions, we realized that not only do people want to keep coming on for those competitions, but they want to bring their friends on to listen to them so they can win those competitions.
Yeah.
Now the result was that, you know, when you have competitions like this, what you might expect when you have really competitive people in the same place, you might expect some butting of heads, right?
Sure.
Some nastiness even.
Right.
But the opposite has actually happened. And what we ended up finding was that the people who were competing against each other ended up supporting each other in their casts.
Oh, that's awesome. Building that community that you were talking about.
Exactly. And the result is this really strong community around people who are just passionate about sports. And that's something we're really proud of. This is a long way to say we found two really wonderful wins out of competitions and building a community through those competitions.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think I've seen that because I've done a couple, I've listened to several, and you could just see, you know, when one person is going, people are chiming in with their thoughts, and it really helps when you have someone, you know, chiming in with comments. And, you know, the competition level is great too, because that can happen, right? There can be nastiness depending on, you know, where you are and everything like that. But I think based on your culture and what you guys have built, you know, people are just trying to help each other out. And I think that's great. And that's actually something that I've seen myself within the podcasting community too. It's like when people say, hey, like I have a podcast in sports too. Like, how do you get started? Most people that I know that do a podcast are more than happy to do that. And I think the math is similar. Is just because you listen to Tristan's doesn't mean you can't listen to Evan's. You know, it's like, doesn't have to be exclusive when it comes to the podcast. And I think that's great. The other thing I think that's great about that you guys that I just thought of, and you kind of brought it up yourself, is, you know, you have newer people, maybe in their career, you know, maybe they changed careers, maybe they're just young in general, who want to get into this sort of field. Now you guys are opening up this door for people to be able to broadcast in front of other people instead of starting. Normally you'd just be starting from scratch, trying to, you know, fight and claw your way into an organization, you know, and I think that's amazing. Like, so someone could, you know, work a writing job or any kind of job and then you know, easily start here, build something up and, you know, put it on a resume. Have you guys thought about the impact of that?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's huge.
We see ourselves actually contributing to a total shift in how sports journalism can operate. We see the exclusivity of cable television. It provides no choice to anybody. And the way we see it is that we're actually providing a bit more locality for people around the country. No matter where you are in the country, if you want to watch X NFL game, you're gonna tune into one cable network that has the rights to it.
Right.
And you're gonna hear their commentator. And the only way that commentator is ever going to change is if as a result of that commentator being on, they determine that their ratings go down.
Right. Exactly.
We say, forget that. Forget that. There's so much more choice that can be part of this equation. And there's so much better analysis that exists out there than what Jason Witten is providing. Oh,
yeah.
Right. There's a lot out there that's good. And in addition to that, like, how many Pats fans do you know who don't live in Boston? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many 49ers fans live in New York?
Right.
You know, this is, we don't live in a localized world anymore. And it's time to be able to bring the local sports that people grew up with them everywhere they go. And this is their chance to be able to do that. This is your local radio where in your pocket, essentially.
Exactly.
Except you can text or hop on the mic with your local radio.
Your opinion will actually be heard for one. And I think, first of all, if you're listening to this, you know, 17 minutes in and you haven't already downloaded it, I don't know, man. I mean, you need to start downloading it now, bro. It doesn't take that much time. But I think also from the listener perspective, you know, not just you being actively engaged. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Dog came barreling through my room.
All good. I know that trick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I think as a pure listener, you know, not wanting to listen to Jason Witten break down the game or anything, it's refreshing to hear someone else's take. Because I think sometimes when you have someone calling games for 10, 20, 30 years, obviously they're very knowledgeable. They're going to forget more than I'm ever going to know, but they can get kind of stale sometimes in certain instances or not be up to date with certain things. And especially when it's like a ESPN or a TNT or even NBC, it's the big market. It's not the local network. So if you're a Falcons fan or a Washington fan, the local fans might know more than the actual guy calling it on Sunday Night Football or something like that. So I think it's refreshing as a listener too, just to be able to hear from an actual fan's perspective what's going on.
Without a doubt, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. You know, and you also asked about what this can do for aspiring broadcasters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way we see it is this is a conduit for success.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
for those who are aspiring to enter that field. Because eventually when we get to the right stage, our casters are gonna, and especially our early adopter casters, like YouTube, are gonna be able to monetize on our platform. They're gonna have an audience that's sizable enough where they can earn a living off of just being on Colorcast. And that's our eventual hope. We believe that our success is, and our growth is tied with our caster's success and our caster's growth. That's one thing. And the second thing that's probably worth noting is that how journalism is structured now around sports is based off of this concept of neutrality and this neutral play-by-play calling. And
yeah,
that isn't to say that there isn't room for that, because there sure. is.
Yeah.
However, what we want to provide is a different kind of journalism. And it's the kind of broadcasting where bias is not checked at the door, because we actually think that that's somewhat impossible. How can Jason Witten possibly call a Dallas Cowboys game and not be secretly rooting for the Cowboys?
Yeah, it's, I mean, even if he, I mean, and then you could take it the other way too, of like, he could go so anti, like, I think Aikman is sometimes accused of it, of like going so anti Dallas sometimes. I mean,
sure,
it could go the other way too. So, and it's impossible not to have it. So why don't we just open it up and just, you know, let it be known.
Like, yeah.
You know.
Why not embrace that bias and own it, and exactly. explain own to it. Your audience where you come from. And furthermore, what if you had a platform where not only could you explain where your bias comes from, but your audience can explain to you where they come from too.
Right.
And that's the opportunity we see here. And I personally think it's written on the wall, and there's a tremendous opportunity for growth in that space.
And I think the only, like, so bringing it back to the podcasting thing, which was why it's so interesting to me, anytime you start a podcast or anything in the audio space, everyone is going to tell you the more reps, the better, right? Because like when you first start it, it's not going to be perfect. Your show is never going to be perfect. To you, it's gonna be perfect probably to your listeners, you know, because that's what they like, that's what they want to listen to every week or however often you post your episodes. But it's getting those reps, and you know, your and I conversation right now is a little bit different in terms of the style than with ColorCast. It's still the same kind of language though, you know, you're just doing it in a different way. And so that's why I really like it, because the more reps, the better. The more you're engaging with people, the better. And, you know, for me, obviously, I have a chance to tell people about my podcast as well, and we can kind of double dip. I've been looking for a way for, you know, obviously to maintain the podcast and keep that going, but also to dip into other avenues so people can, you know, grow and learn about it as well. So I really love everything that you guys are bringing to the table. The best thing, and you know, we've said it a few times now, but it's just easy. It's easy to set up, easy to download. You guys are quite reachable, you know, like on social media, if you have any questions about anything. And then, you know, it's easy to get started. I think, you know, you just got to hit play and then just start talking and, you know, go from there.
You know, you bring up a really, really good point around reps. And you tied a podcasting conversation to a ColorCast experience. And
yeah,
I think that you've got something there. I'll say this: getting reps is extremely important. When you meet somebody for the first time, you're less likely to get who they are, you know? But as you get to know somebody, as you talk to them, as you get reps in, as you literally converse with them multiple times, you get them to open up and they become who they really are.
Right.
And
exactly.
And that, and who people truly are underneath when they let their guard down,
yeah,
and when they understand how to communicate with you and right. vice versa, that's when you really get to the fun. Right.
Right.
And you know, podcasting, it's the same thing. The best podcasts out there are the ones that really touch you, and touch you from a humanitarian standpoint. What, like, when you get to know who the host is,
right,
that's when you like a podcast.
Right.
When there's a story that's centered around a person, that makes you feel like you got to know somebody, those are the best podcasts. And what we try and tell our casters that you can call play-by-play all day, but the best commentary, we think, is the commentary where your audience walks away and they know who you are as a caster. It's important to let your audience know what's going on in the game and providing your analysis.
Of course.
But it's and I listen to a lot of casts, and yes, I also listen to a lot of podcasts too. I love podcasts. But I listen to a lot of casts, and the ones where I walk away and I'm like, I laugh or I say, you know, that was a great time, are the ones where, you know, you're just getting that person's personality and it's shining right through your speaker.
Right.
So I could not agree more. And with regard to how accessible we are as a team, thank you. We work really hard to try and get to know our casters, and it's really, really important to us that we understand what you want out of your color casting experience. And we want to be able to provide that to you. And it's all part of this thesis that we all need to grow together. And part of doing that is giving you who we really are, because we expect you to give who you really are on your casts.
Yeah. And I think in my short time in the community, I can really feel, you can feel that with everyone you interact with. And there's different ways of interacting, right? Like Twitter, you know, Instagram, on the actual platform. But it's the same, you know, people are retweeting stuff or liking your posts. And, you know, you guys always do a great job of, you know, retagging stuff and everything like that. But you guys do a phenomenal job. That's why I wanted to have you guys on, because, you know, at the core of it, it is about connecting people and learning how people do interesting things and how different minds work and come together. So definitely go download ColorCast. It's super easy to use. You need to do it by the end of the day. That's your homework assignment. Absolutely. But I'm going to go ahead and take you to our last segment of the day. It's where we talk about our three H's, your hero, highlight, and home. Tristan, let's start with your hero. Who would you say your hero is?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question for me. I suppose I have a lot of heroes. I would say, you know, this is probably a cliche, or maybe not a cliche. It's a common response, I would imagine, but I couldn't be where I am without my father. I have to thank him for that. I also love my brother too. I actually live with my brother, my older brother. We live together. We've lived together for 3 years in Washington, D.C., and we have an absolute blast together. But I consider myself extremely, extremely privileged in the opportunities I've had throughout life. The room that I've been given to take risks.
Right.
And thanks to my father especially, I have had much less to worry about than I would have otherwise. So, you know, if it wasn't for him, I would probably feel less comfortable about, you know, ending grad school and jumping onto a startup that is in early seed stage. Right. I've taken other risks as well. I've dabbled in journalism. I've pursued my career path prior to ColorCast is around environmental conservation, which is not exactly lucrative. And I've followed my heart in chasing my career. And I've always looked for something that fulfilled me. And it's because I've had the privilege and room to do that. And I think it's thanks to him.
Well, that's fantastic. And I was talking to someone on a previous episode, I think it's so cool. And I think at the same time, it makes a lot of sense. You know, if you listen to all the people who have said they're heroes, you know, how many times it's mom and dad, how many times it's, you know, wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or best friend or coach. You know, I think just to reiterate that point, it's important to have those role models. It's important to be those people for other people. Lift as we climb. So that's awesome. That's why I like having that segment, because, you know, as a listener, we get to learn more about you and, you know, how you got here a little bit. So that's why I like the hero part. And I think that's holds true with every hero that we've heard. It's been someone important in their life. So, which is what a hero is. So the next H we have is highlight. What would you say your highlight is in your career?
Highlight of my career. Well, I've done a lot of things that I'm proud of, you know, and my career has been fairly eclectic. I would say that you know, I've always wanted to do something like this. Joining ColorCast is definitely a highlight, but maybe I'll back up. When I was a few years out of college, I was working for an environmental conservation organization called Conservation International. And I would say a highlight while I was there was when I managed a project that focused on assessing land degradation using satellite imagery on a global scale. So the idea was you could use our tool and look at your country border to border, wall to wall, as they call it, and actually see a landscape of where land has degraded or where land has improved.
Wow, that's really cool.
And it was a successful project and was adopted by the UN, by the Convention to Combat Desertification.
Yeah.
And so I'm very proud of that, and maybe I'll tag that as my highlight.
Well, that's awesome. I know you have a lot of highlights in your career already, but yeah, that's super cool. I didn't even know about that, but that's awesome, man. How did you get involved with them originally?
I was an unpaid intern in college. Actually, that was the same summer that I met Evan, the co-founder and CEO of ColorCast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was an unpaid intern at Conservation International. I was working on the global marine team, doing research on sea turtles, and also doing donor relations. And I also helped out with the U.S. government policy team while I was there. I sort of dipped my toes in a lot of different divisions, and you know, I was in intern housing in Washington, D.C. And I had just moved into my new apartment, and I was given a roommate, and in walks Evan.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. We had an amazing summer and became extremely close friends and created a fantasy football league. And that's where I met Peter, one of the other co-founders of ColorCast, and Peter and Evan were best friends growing up, and they started ColorCast together. So
that's awesome, dude. That's all. It's funny how stuff like that ends up working out.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah. So the world puts itself together in very, very fun and mysterious ways sometimes.
Yes, it does. All right, man. The last H we have is home, and it's a special shout out that you would like to give to somebody or someplace that you would like people to know about.
Oh, I could toss out a million of these, but
yeah, I'm sure.
I'm gonna give my shout out to a place that doesn't get enough love, and that is where I grew up in Dayton, Ohio. So shout out to Dayton, Ohio, and I'll also, since we're approaching football season, I'll give a shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals, since they have not had the greatest past couple seasons, or really greatest seasons ever, they deserve some love. And so shout out to Dayton, Ohio, and the Bengals.
Shout out to the Bengals, man. Shout out to the Bengals.
You know, I picked Joe Burrow in my fantasy football league, and I was like, I knew it would either be a boom or a bust. And I, like, he's just such a monster that I thought maybe he'll survive the Bengals' terrible offensive line and like put up some points for me. And it was a tragic year. So I'm not exactly hopeful, but you know, how can you not be a little bit hopeful for him to have a slight, let's put it this way. I hope he has a better season this season and doesn't get knocked around too much.
Well, hopefully, but he is talented. They got Ja'Marr Chase. So I don't think, I mean, he just got hurt. So it's not like he, you know, isn't very good, but
yeah, I mean, you can't blame a quarterback who has less than 3 seconds to throw on every snap.
Eventually he's going to get hurt. So,
oh yeah. Yeah.
But Tristan, again, I appreciate you, dude, for coming on the show. Love learning more about ColorCast and everything like that. We'll definitely have to work together again down the road. But how can people, you know, learn more about ColorCast? You know, what's your social and everything like that?
Yeah. Happy to get into that. First of all, I'll say this, Nick, thank you for having me on, and thank you for repping us on your podcast. This is awesome. ColorCast, as Nick said, we're pretty accessible. So you can follow us on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok at ColorCast app. That's ColorCastApp. You can also just download the app, go to the Apple Store if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and just search ColorCast, you'll find it, download us there. You can find me on app at Tristan. That's right. I took a handle that is just my first name, because when we blow up, that's going to be pretty sick. Huge.
Yeah.
But also, you know, on social media, if you DM us, you can expect to hear from one of our team members, and we're going to be super happy to hear from you. So, you know, go ahead and do that if you have any questions. Also, if you want to schedule a cast, let's say a cast down the road, you can always go to our website. That's at ColorCast. So that's ColorCast. And you can literally click a button that says schedule a cast and fill out a form, and we'll have you down on our back end as scheduled to cast.
Well, guys, you know what to do now.
Download,
follow. Don't let us down here. It's super easy. The guys that you're going to be communicating with, or I should say the community be communicating with, that's a tongue tire. They're great. They just want to see you succeed. They really believe in it. So definitely do that. That wraps up another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. For more information, go to nickrodriguezpodcast.com.